Potts, a pipe-smoking Ward Cleaver look-alike, whose clip-whack face has been sent around the world by church followers. Their slogan? The sub-genius must have slack. Slack is similar to freedom. It's what you need and want. Anything that takes away slack is part of the conspiracy. And the church battles conspiracies of all types in an attempt to cast out false prophets. The Reverend Ivan Stang, who doesn't want his real name used to protect his wife and kids, says he'll offer an immense cash prize to anyone who can prove that Bob Dobbs is just a piece of clip art. He sums up his strong feelings for his church and its founder.
Bob, unlike other gurus, doesn't demand that you believe in him all the time. In fact, he pushes the idea of short-duration personal saviors. You should have your own church. You should make up your own church, ultimately. Those who stay in subgenius and cling to it like Trekkies do to Star Trek are not really subgeniuses. Those people are unfortunately humans. And 9/10 of them out there are like that, and thanks for the money.
Reverend Stang won't discuss income, but he says his church won't hide behind tax-exempt status either, which is why he calls it the world's first industrial church. The book sells for $10, memberships for $20. The church urges members to study the literature closely, to keep it by the toilet and memorize it. The church leaders say this is the chance to get in on the ground floor of a huge lucrative cult, now while rates are low. Or good business. Judge for yourself.
If Jim Jones could talk 900 people into killing themselves, we could talk 900 people into sending us a dollar. We're probably the only cult that admits that we're ripping them off every day and teaching them to enjoy it.
Gary Schweitzer, CNN, Dallas.